The United Nations announced that more than 2 million Syrians are now refugees. And the UN says that number is climbing fast after 2.5 years of civil war. Melissa Fleming is with the UN's refugee agency in Geneva. She says the 2 million milestone speaks volumes about what's taking place in the country.
It represents a living nightmare inside Syria. Violence and danger that have driven 2 million people across international borders. That's a reflection that things are really bad in a country that is really hemorrhaging its people.
Is that number consistent with the flow of refugees since the conflict in Syria started, or has it gone up in intensity lately?
It has gone up dramatically. In the last 6 months alone, 1 million people fled. There is actually a larger number of people, up to 5 million people inside the country, who have fled their homes because they've been destroyed.
So between the 2 million refugees, 5 million internally displaced people, we're talking a country of 20 million people. That's like more than a third of their people have been displaced. That seems like a huge number, but I'm just wondering, where else have you seen refugee numbers that big in recent years?
And we haven't seen anything like this in 20 years since the horrors of Rwanda. It's really, as our High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, said today, it is the great tragedy of this century.
A whole generation of children won't have a proper education. I saw a tweet from a journalist in a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon. One of these Syrians told her, "Our generation got used to blood." So what does a refugee situation like this do to a country in the long run?
Many Syrian kids have not been in school for the whole period of the conflict, over 2 years. It's a huge gap. And not only that, they're traumatized. They've seen things that no child should ever see. Their homes bombed, people being killed before their eyes, family members maimed, themselves even wounded. Luckily, children do have the capacity, they're resilient, to recover. But it does take a lot of help. So the international community, UNHCR, its partners, it's not good enough that we're just giving them a shelter. It's not good enough that we're just giving them nutrition. They need serious help. They are the future of Syria.
Finally, I mean, many of these refugees have homes that have been totally destroyed. What can many of these people go back to if they ever can?
One thing is clear. I have not talked to a single Syrian refugee who didn't say that they wanted to go back home. They're very afraid of what they will find when they go back home. They're very distraught that their homes may have already been destroyed, but they want to rebuild. They want to reestablish their communities. They want to be in their own country. So these are people who do see a future for Syria. Syria never experienced conflict in their lifetimes. They only know peace, and they want to return to it as soon as possible. And when the time comes that peace is established, it's going to have to be a massive rehabilitation, reconstruction effort in the country, that's for sure.
Melissa Fleming with the United Nations Refugee Agency speaking with us from Geneva. Thank you.
Thank you very much.